Welcome to the Morning Upgrade Podcast with Ryan Cote, where we feature casual conversations with entrepreneurs about personal development and growth.
Hey, Lisa, welcome to the Morning Upgrade Podcast. How are you?
I'm great. How are you, Ryan?
I'm doing good. Yeah, I'm excited to talk to you. 15, 20 minutes. We're going to talk about your morning routine, habits, personal development, business, wherever else the conversation takes us. So let's kick this off. Please tell my audience of morning upgraders, you know, who you are, what you do for a living, and then give us a win happening in your life right now.
Oh, that's good. So I'm Lisa Seal. I am the Chief Revenue Officer for Belay. We are a modern staffing solution offering fractional back office administrative support. So virtual assistants, bookkeepers, accounting clerks, and social media managers. A win happening in my life right now, my family and I recently moved to a new home and we are super excited and getting ourselves settled in, I guess, in our new abode. So it's been really exciting all while being able to work remotely. So I'm super grateful for Belay and that we have been remote before remote was cool and continue to do that and lead well all while doing those big things.
Did you move to a new state or was it just a new home in the same town?
New home. We bought our forever home. We have been dreaming for years to own some acreage and not necessarily a farm because I don't have the animals to go with it, but the feel of a farm and some just good, peaceful surroundings.
That sounds amazing. My family and I were trying to do the same thing. So we're not there yet, but that's our next project. So good for you for making it happen.
Thank you.
Does it feel good? Does it feel good? Like, do you feel like you're able to weight off your shoulders?
Yeah, it's huge. It's amazing. I was just saying to my husband yesterday, it's incredible to be able to go walk outside on your own property, you know, taking a break away from work at lunchtime and just kind of be able to breathe fresh air and not hear traffic and not hear sirens. And just see just nature and beauty all around you. It's nice. And it helps that it's spring here in Michigan. So it's starting to get a little warmer and the sun's out. So that's a rarity for us. So I'm enjoying it completely.
That's great. Good for you. Let's talk about your mornings, Lisa. How do you start your days?
I start my day quite early. I'm an early riser. I usually get up by 6:30 every morning. And the first thing that I do is make my one cup of coffee for the day. And then I sit down and I read. And I usually read a devotional and my Bible. Then I try to catch up on all of my personal things. So I have a child in college and a senior in high school. And so their lives are not necessarily managed by me anymore. So it's nice to try to catch up on their comings and goings. And then I start my work day. So I kind of quietly launch into work after having some reflection time in the morning.
Have you always had that routine, or getting up early and doing that, or is that something you kind of evolved into?
I evolved into it. I used to wake up and go right to my computer with coffee cup in hand and start working. And I have found over probably the last 5 years, it's been an evolution where I finally got to a place that I was envious of when I heard other people doing it. I've heard lots of business coaches and leaders talk about their morning routine, and I didn't really have one. My morning routine was starting work. Because I work from home, I don't have a commute, or my commute is really short down the hallway. And so I needed to create some boundaries so that I slowly came into the office rather than cannonballing in, if you will. I found that my stress level is much calmer, you know, that reflection time, whether it's, you know, a devotional or meditation or prayer or whatever it is that speaks to you. I needed to set the tone of the day rather than immediately jumping into stress-related things. It's been an evolution, but one that was worth all the hard work to get here. And the habit is now cemented, and I absolutely love it. It's a game changer.
Yeah, setting the tone is a good way to describe it. It definitely does set the tone. And so my kids are younger, and so I'll get it before them and do my stuff. And then it's like chaos because like getting lunch ready and them getting the clothes picked out, it's just complete chaos. But having that morning time just to kind of set the tone and ease into the day is really important.
Yeah.
What other habits do you have, Lisa?
I would say sitting down and writing out my day, actually my week on Mondays, sitting down on Monday morning, part of my quiet time and before I dive into my email and all the tasks that I have is taking an old-fashioned planner and pen and writing out my week on my planner so that I, more than just looking at it on my computer, there's something about the act of writing it out for me that cements it in my brain, kind of the old adage, you have to hear it, read it, and write it in order for it to stick. And so I do that with my own schedule. And then the other habit that I have is meeting with my EA every Monday morning to get her plans for the week. What is she working on? Making sure we're both in alignment, making sure my calendar doesn't have any misses or any overlaps. And so that starts my week off. I would say that's probably my strongest habit, other than making sure that I'm shutting down at 5 o'clock or so. It is very important for me and here at Belay. It's what we sell is a good work-life balance. And I live that. I make sure that at 5 o'clock, for the most part, I mean, certainly there are times as a leader, I have to extend that. But really at 5 o'clock, I am wrapping up my day and walking away. And because I work from home, it means muting my computer so I don't hear the notifications going, so it doesn't disrupt my family time. So we can, you know, have that intentional time together at dinner and going for walks with the dogs and all of those things that I can truly just be wife, mom, and self rather than business leader.
Let's actually talk about work-life balance for a second, because I don't think we talk about that in the show a lot. And some people will say it's not possible, and obviously nothing's perfect. Yeah. What do you do? Like, so you close out at five, but what other things do you do to get closer to that feeling that you have work-life balance? Or is there anything that you have that you can share with us that you do?
I think it's just an overall reminder to myself that I don't run an operating room. Nobody is dying on my watch. And while my work is important and what we do is important, nothing is so urgent that it can't be walked away from at the end of the day. Certainly there are always unique situations that might require, but for the most part, 99% of the time, those things can be handled within a normal work day. And if you remind yourself of that, it's easy to then detach yourself from it in the evenings so that you can be just a well-rounded person and you don't become a workaholic. My tendency is to be a workaholic. I love my job. I love the people I work with. I call Belay my second family. It is super important to me. And I could chat with them all night long, just like I could a friend, but that's only one side of who I am as a person. And so it's ensuring that I am feeding all parts of me. Like I said, for me, that's being a good wife, a good mom, a good friend, a good daughter, a good sister, on top of being a good executive.
Yeah, reminder, keeping it top of mind. And it sounds like you're just very intentional with how you structure your days. And of course, things, like I said before, nothing's ever perfect, but it sounds like you're very intentional with trying to get to what you want, like the structure of your day as how you want it to be, you know?
The second part of that is making sure that I'm doing the things only I can do, meaning in my position, there are things only I can do, certainly, but there are a lot of things that I can delegate. And you have to have that person to be able to delegate to. I'm super fortunate that I have an executive assistant who handles all the administrative tasks that normally sit on leaders, you know, handling your own calendar and your own inbox and your own travel arrangements and your own expense reports. So it doesn't really behoove the company to pay me to do those administrative type tasks when somebody else can do them for me, so that my time, my 8 hours that I put in for Belay are 8 hours on the right things, not 8 hours on tasks that really don't require my expertise.
Makes total sense. So you mentioned you meet with your EA, executive assistant, every Monday, and you kind of set the tone for the day. I find that very interesting. I want to try to pull some tips for, I guess, entrepreneurs listening, but really could be anyone that has a job. What is the basic structure of that meeting? I'm trying to see what we can pull from that.
Yeah. So I have a template actually that I work with to do my one-on-ones with all of my direct reports. But with my EA, it's specific to what are her bigs for the week? What are her 3 to 5 big things that she's working on my behalf? And then aligning them with my bigs. So typically I share my bigs at the end of the week on a Friday to say, hey, this is what I've accomplished this week. These are the things I'm going to be focusing on next week. And that meeting really is to make sure that she and I are in alignment, that she's not going down a rabbit trail of something that I have no intention of doing anything with for 6 months, but that she knows how to prioritize her week based on what I'm working through. So that's the biggest part of our meeting. And then doing a quick recap over my calendar in my inbox, looking at the calendar for the next couple of weeks to make sure that, like I said earlier, that there are no overlaps, that there are, you know, meetings are confirmed, that I have documentation for whatever meetings may be on my calendar. Like, for example, this meeting with you, I made sure that in my calendar, there was a link to the prep information so that I was prepared for this call. She provided all of that, so I didn't have to go digging for it. And then in my inbox, we're looking at it and saying, okay, what things can you handle here versus the things that I have to handle? What things can you handle on my behalf? What can you respond to? What can you take over? So that I have a clearer picture of what my week is going to look like. If I have 100 emails in my inbox, but she can handle 60% of them, that brings relief immediately to the stress level that starts your week out. So that's really the intention of the meeting. And from there, you know, of course, we're communicating via chat. I am, we use Slack throughout the week on different things. But for the most part, we're setting the agenda, if you will, for the week based on what I'm working on and what my big priorities are.
You know, I'll add that your EA, she actually emailed me, I think a couple of days ago, just kind of prepare, okay. You know, just kind of like, hey, this interview is coming up. Here's some links for the show notes page. You know, excited to talk to you, all that kind of stuff. So you guys seem very organized and on top of things. So good job.
Yeah, didn't even know she did that. So that's exactly what I didn't have to do, right?
Yeah. Sounds like a good marriage. So let's go to happiness and fulfillment. I know you have a new house with property and that obviously feeds your fulfillment. Anything else?
It's not new. It's not a new concept, but it's something that I really do live my life by. And it's something that I call why power instead of willpower. And it ties, it allows me to tie my habits and the things that I choose to do, the decisions that I make to my why. And my why is tied to my vision in life. And I think probably when you ask me, you know, what currently is making me happy, I literally just moved into the vision that I have had for my life for the last 20 years. I had this vision when I was a young married person. My husband and I shared this vision of having property, having a place that our older children would want to come back to someday. And like I mentioned, I have two young adults and they're getting ready to fly the nest. And I wanted to ensure that they had a place that they'd want to come home to, that they'd want to bring their family to someday. And so every decision that I've made over the past 20 years is tied to that vision. And that really ultimately brings me to my why. Why do I want to eat healthy? Well, because I want to live a long life and be strong and fit to be able to be a part of living on property. Why do I want to work so hard and achieve things in my career? Well, because financially, I'm going to need that to be able to achieve that vision that I had. So for me, it's tying everything to my why. And my why is that big vision in the sky that you have based on where you're at in life. When I was younger, it was, you know, the marriage and the 2.5 kids with the white picket fence. And then, you know, and then that evolved as I've gotten older. So that is what brings me happiness. And of course, all of that is filled with time with family, our extended family, and just ensuring that our marriage is solid and our relationships with our children are solid. Because again, all ties back to that vision of having a home where people want to be a part of it.
I can so relate to that answer right now. So, and I love the why power. That's really cool.
Yeah.
Cool way to look at it.
It's powerful. Lisa, willpower will only take you so far.
That's true. And your willpower dwindles as the day goes on. So I've got one last question for you, and then we're going to wrap up with you sharing your website. We made it to the end of the podcast through my coughing voice, and I was this computer, I'm using my Chromebook to record this, so everyone listening, the audio might sound a little different because my ThinkPad died yesterday, so I'm getting a new one. Anyway, more information than everyone needs. But let's go to the last question. Meaning of life, you've kind of started talking about a little bit with the happiness question, but maybe we can expand on a little bit more through your experiences thus far on this planet. What is the meaning of life?
That's a big question. Meaning of life for me is finding joy in a broken world. We all face tragedy. We all face hardships. We just turn on the news, right? It is all around us and we can't control a lot of that. What we can control is what we surround ourselves with. And so I choose to surround myself with things that bring me joy. And if it doesn't bring me joy, it's something that I'm able to step aside and say, yeah, that's not for me, or it's not for me today. I can't do that today. That really is the meaning of life for me. I'm a Christian. So for me, that's all backed by my faith. And so it's easy to find the joy in that, in the hope in that. And without that, I think I would be lost.
Love it. Live with joy. I like that a lot, Lisa. Thanks for everything you shared. This was a great, great conversation. If someone wants to learn more about you, where should we send them?
Yes. So belaysolutions.com is our website, and you can find out all about me and the company there. And then we are also have a belaysolutions.com/delegate as a free resource to your listeners to be able to figure out what they can delegate so that they can find some more work-life balance in their lives.
Perfect. Thanks, Lisa. Great job.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thanks for listening to the Morning Upgrade Podcast. Please subscribe and review. And don't forget to visit us at morningupgrade.com for more content.